Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Welcome in, Tom, for Daily Editorial. We're going to talk about the President of France here. Dr. Birnbaum, I thought, did a pretty good job describing the folks living in Ukraine, and she also did a pretty good job, I think, describing Zelensky and his personality. Let's talk about the French President, Frida. What's going on there?
A lot is going on there, and, you know, Biden has come to address to the European leaders, Brussels, to reset new security and to have more force on land and chemical weapon threats that have to be discussed and new sanctions. So we need to be able to aid the humanitarian direction and centers for people to help them to get through this as well. So President Emmanuel Macron, he became the youngest president in France at the age of 39.
Wow.
And he's 44 years old now. So how does that make us feel? I'm telling you. So, you know, he was born in northern France, and he attended a series of elite schools before joining the French finance ministry. And then he eventually became Minister of Economy and Industry and Digital Data. He became president in May 2000 at the age of 39. And he did this by proposing to lower housing taxes, reform welfare and pensions, and to devote resources to defense, energy, and environmental and transportation sources. So he really won his people over. One thing that he's known for as well is that he met his wife, and I don't know if you heard about this, when he was 15. She was his teacher. She was his drama teacher. And she thought him to be extremely bright. And, of course, she was much older. She was the same age as he was when he became president. So that was extremely controversial. His parents, who are both doctors, expected him to become a doctor, and his two sisters became doctors. So they were not exactly too supportive of this. Neither was the country. He got married at the age of 24 in 2007, but then he is not being accepted in this relationship, and he is doing a wonderful job. When he went and met President Trump in Washington, he urged a commitment to the Iranian nuclear deal and stronger environmental efforts. And at the second annual Paris Peace Forum, he addressed terrorism, cybersecurity, to immigration and climate change. And he also went and suspended rent and utility bills for small businesses during the coronavirus. So he's been a very effective president. He also has a way of living the French lifestyle, which is something that we should all learn from. They are one of the longest people living at the age into their 80s, and I'm saying into healthy lifestyles, 81 and a half to be precise, with eating smaller meals, enjoying their life more. Of course, you know they think Americans are crazy because we're so much into consumerism and money and careers and things. And they live in the moment. That's what they love to do, enjoy their lives. They have the longest lunch breaks, 2 hours. We would love all that. And they often go home, eat with their families. And that's their one big meal of the day. The rest is small meals. They do not snack. They like to go to the countryside on the weekends. They like to go to the city on the weekends and just enjoy the beauty of the country they live in. And also what's interesting is that 68% of the children live with both parents. So they're very family-oriented. They are really involved more on the experiences and connecting with people. And they really enjoy their food. As you know, they're known for their croissants, their bouillabaisse. And also what's interesting that I found is that their dress, you know, they're known for their courtier lifestyle, the way design fashion. Everyone goes to Paris for the latest styles. They have designer stores all over every street. But they dress very simply, the Parisians. They dress basically very classical. The women wear trousers or pants, jackets, blazers, shirts, often that look like males. And the men wear the same type of clothing, and they often put on a sports jacket in the evening. That's about it. So they like to simplify the way they look and the life that they lead in general.
You know, I have to tell you, I haven't spent a lot of time in France. I was in Paris on business for a very short period, and I did thoroughly enjoy the people. There's no question about that whatsoever. I think that the lifestyle that you've described is very, very instrumental in one of the reasons that they are relatively easygoing people. How did the meeting go, in your opinion, Frida, when the president of France met Biden?
We are hoping that we get a message across to the world of where we need to go, that we can be more united than ever. We are really on board with making changes, with coming on full force, with not having empty promises. And I think it's time Biden acted. It's great that he came there for humanitarian reasons. We need to see something done now. It's not enough. And his talking and using the right words and thinking it through, no matter how good it can sound, we need more men on the ground. We need more Air Force protection. And we need to be able to create more sanctions to reinforce the fact that these countries will be having to pay a big price if they don't stop what they're doing. So we have to mean business now. So yes, what did I think about it? I don't know if it really matters. I think what matters is what's going to happen moving forward. Are there going to be action behind these words?
Now you're talking, right now you're talking basically about Biden's address to NATO regarding Ukraine, correct?
Yes, I would like to know. It's interesting because we are more united now than ever. We see that putting politics aside, we have to be humanitarians and protect other human beings from this crazy person who is probably mentally ill on some level to go ahead and destroy buildings and slaughter people. So yes, we are more united than ever. I think NATO definitely needs to move in and to be a strong force here. We need help from every country possible in Europe, and we need to be able to work this through. China is now backing off because they know that there'll be sanctions against them, very strong sanctions, and they're dependent on us.
Yeah, no
more
question
than anyone.
No question about it. I think everybody echoes the majority of your thoughts. Thanks for describing the president of France and the French people, Frida.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.